A professor at the University of Alaska Fairbanks is adding new fuel to a long-established theory on what caused the dinosaurs to go extinct. Michael Whalen is a contributing author to a study published in the journal Science earlier this month that argues a massive asteroid slamming into the Yucatan Peninsula eventually led to the mass extinction event. The article is in part a response to another theory that the extinction was caused by long-term volcanic activity in India. But Whalen says the evidence points to the asteroid as the culprit.
You know, that's not to say that there may not have been other mitigating factors, but we think that this single event was so catastrophic that it probably was the main thing that drove dinosaurs as well as a number of other taxa to extinction.
One asteroid
that was probably 10 to 15 kilometers across that created a crater that's about 200 kilometers in diameter.
How well is the theory accepted among scientists?
Well, as with lots of scientific theories, there are competing camps that have different ideas about what may have played the role in the extinction event. But there's a fairly large proportion of scientists that believe this was at least the major contributing factor, if not, the real thing that did the deed. But science really isn't necessarily done by consensus. It really has to do with the preponderance of evidence that is out there. So there are competing hypotheses for what may have caused this extinction event, the other main one being that there's a large volcanic series of events in India called the Deccan Traps that released a lot of lava as well as other gases and things over several million years leading up to the extinction event.
And talk a little bit about where the theory does fall apart.
Well, the main place where we think that this hypothesis offers sort of has more explanatory power is just the sheer magnitude of the event itself and what would have happened as all of the material that was involved in this impact was thrown up into the atmosphere. So all of this is going up into the atmosphere in literally an instant when you think about it, especially in geologic terms. Whereas if you're comparing it to what's going on with this volcanism in India, it probably did have some somewhat catastrophic events, and there have been some recent papers that have come out that have tried to quantify the amount of gases that would come out in individual volcanic events associated with these Deccan Traps. And some of those probably were somewhat catastrophic, but just as far as the sheer magnitude in comparison with what we would expect to have happened at the Chicxulub impact, it's dwarfed by what would happen at the impact event.
Do you think there's any evidence to support what they're talking about?
Well, there's certainly evidence that these kinds of volcanic events could have some environmental impacts, and nobody in our group would argue against that. But what we see in the extinction record is a relatively abrupt extinction event associated with this boundary. Whereas, if these volcanic events had significant impacts on the different organisms that are living out there, we would expect to see a gradual decline in things over time up to the boundary, and that's really not what the record tells us.
Why was it important to publish an article defending the asteroid theory?
We, as a group, we felt that there had been some misinterpretations that had made it into the literature, things that were, and that's, based on just scientific differences of opinion on how to interpret the data. But, we felt strongly enough that this hypothesis has been maligned in the literature over the past several years, and we've generated new data over the same time period, and we just thought it was a good idea to forcefully try to make our point.
Michael Whalen is an associate professor of geology at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.